Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. I'm Pastor DJ Lura, and with me, as always, is Amy Okeson, Dana Mashevsky, and Sarah DeYoung. So, I have one more thing. Do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I have one more thing, and I
think we'll get three episodes of Shabbat.
I was going to say, you're just going to have to cut it up where you choose to. Part one, part two, part three. So, I was looking online at some kind of like the big overall questions that are like if you go online, you can look up and it'll be like the most important religious questions of 2020, 2021, 20. They have a list every year that comes out. And sure. I found this website called, it's called Sojourners. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Sojourners. They're, a pastor colleague of mine was a big fan of Sojourners. They're an evangelical social justice group. So like, the biblical spectrum, they would be kind of left of center.
Sure.
But, you know, and, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm not making that a point as to like uplifting them or not. They just had a really good list of questions. So over the next several podcasts, we can have this list to jump into every once in a while. But I have one question that I wanted to ask the three of you who are experts in this area.
Where is this going?
Because
there is nothing in which all of us are experts on
the same topic.
Because someone came up to me after church a couple weeks back and asked me this question. And so I wanted to bring it to the three of you to get your experience and what you think about it. The question was, is it a sin to get a tattoo? And the reason I bring up the point to say you guys are experts in it is tied back to FMSC. Because after FMSC, I know for a fact that that kind of like the Lord of the Rings cast, the leadership team.
We have a whole bunch of us who have best friend tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We match.
The leadership team of Feed My Starving Children all got tattoos. What are the tattoo? What is the tattoo that you got?
Sure. Well, all of us got the... It's the Roman numeral for 10 million, as best as what we could find. You know, okay.
It doesn't exist.
You purists... There is no Roman numeral for 10 million, but there's one that's been created. So it's an X with two lines over it. And so we all got that in different
Amy
sizes.
Amy also got a bonus one.
And I got, and I thought somebody else maybe did too, but I also got 3:16 stylized like the time, which is also the Bible verse on mine, because we stopped at 3:16 p.m. for John 3:16, which was the first Bible verse I ever remembered as a child. You know, I just remember in Sunday school, they teaching us that over and over and over and over and over.
Gospel in a nutshell.
And so I really want, and this is funny story. So we'll come back around to your question, but for a long time I had thought about it. I'm like, I'm not opposed to tattoos, but I always wanted it to really mean something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when it came up, when Seth was like, hey, some of us are going to get a tattoo. And because then I'm like, oh, like Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Cause all the Lord of the, if anybody that is a Lord of the Rings fan, or fan of the cast, mm-hmm. know that most of them have a matching tattoo. Yeah. And after the last film shot, they got tattoos. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, this is a monumental thing. So some of the FMSC staff, much of our team, there was a tattoo shop in town that opened up for us to do that. We went on the last day and got these tattoos. Mm-hmm. And together.
Wait, the tattoo shop opened up specially?
Yes, they're not open on Sundays.
Yeah. Three of them came in special for us.
And they're not open on Sundays. Yes. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I love that. Okay.
Yeah. They weren't open. Three of them came in.
By choice or is that a law? Like no tattoo shops open on Sundays?
Oh, I think it's by choice.
I think it's choice. I mean, you know, back in the day.
I mean, they don't
North
open
Dakota
till, like,
had laws, but, you know.
Yeah. We
no, I think it's choice.
I think, they also, like, don't open till, like, 2 o'clock anyways.
Yeah,
but, like, they just aren't open. They are closed like Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm. I like to think that they're doing it as on purpose in a cool way. So anywho.
And so we all got this tattoo together. Mm-hmm. Many of it, because it's to bind us together in this relation. In this, again, it was almost like a small group. I mean, we were together for actually almost 15 days, some of us. Some of us longer in the more than 12 months it took to plan this. And and so for me, it means something. And for me, and I got it, and you've heard, those of you that come to Atonement and heard me preach, but I talk about it, and it's in a visible place on my body. It's on my wrist. I had it put there on purpose. Because I wanted people to see it and I wanted people to ask about it. Because for me, it was putting scripture on my body.
Totally.
And so, no, I do not. I know there's passages in the Bible in the Old Testament that talk about it. Okay.
So that's my follow up question is to say, so do you think that it's a sin to get a tattoo? And where do you think the idea comes from that getting a tattoo is a sin?
Sure. I think it comes from those, and this is hard to explain to a new believer or whatever. There are people that take the Bible very, very literal, word for word literal. And so it's in there, and this is my understanding. And I am not a trained theologian, so we're going to ask the trained theologian this question in a minute.
I'm not fishing, Dana. I'm actually asking what you guys think.
I know you're not fishing because I don't know.
What do I think?
I can tell when you're fishing, man.
I think that it was in the law. There are many things that are in the law in the Old Testament that were there to set apart and keep safe the Israelites, the people of God, to protect them at the time, and to set them apart from the other tribes that did not follow God. That's part of what some of those 400 plus laws were about. Jesus came, and it was also so that they were earning their way. Jesus had not come yet, right? The Savior had not come to atone for our sin. And so Jesus came, and we are all sinners. So I don't know. Is my tattoo a sin? I don't know. I don't feel that it is.
Add it to my list.
And I'm like, and right? Because I have a lengthy list. We all do.
Yep. And the
we
best
all
is.
Sin and fall short of the glory of God.
No matter what, it's forgiven.
Dan's like, and it isn't like I'd rather ask for forgiveness afterwards than permission before.
Put it on my tab.
Oh, that's, I love it.
I can't wait for Dana to get to heaven.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know where I was. Yeah. I do not feel it is a sin. It's your body. I wouldn't get something tattooed on my body that was vulgar, but that's my choice. I choose to honor God. I do believe my body is temple, but I believe tattoos can be used to honor God.
Sure.
Too.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things. I don't know. I don't know. I question. We could go down a path. It's really, really easy for us to point fingers. And another one of my favorite passages from the Gospel of John is that they will know we are Christians by our love. And again, are you doing things that are creating barriers, or are you doing things that are opening barriers? Don't get a tattoo just to make yourself look cool for other people. But I don't believe that it is something that we should turn our nose up at. Because we should be welcome. Whatever people were in their life when they got all these tattoos all over their body, God changes people, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of them are very, very beautiful art, and people have different reasons for why they get them. Sorry, I'm probably taking everybody's answers.
No,
and we can choose to thumb our nose at things people have done, or we can welcome them as the children of God that they are. And I don't have heartburn about tattoos. I have one, but mine had a reason for why I have it. And now I was talking to Dana about, I'm like, I handled this on the very on my wrist where it kind of hurt.
they burn, man.
Now I'm like, I have another friend, a pastor friend, who has several scripture words and verses tattooed.
I told her
and
she
I'm
also
like,
sounds like my mom because that was the exact same.
Yes, this is. I'm like, oh, we've opened a door. No, but you know, they cost money, and we have a little bit at a time here. But anyway, other thoughts from folks other than me,
Sarah, Dana, who wants to go next?
Yeah, I have five tattoos.
I've got more than
now. I clearly don't think they're a sin because I didn't get them all at once. I have gotten them since I've been like 19, 20, and I'm 28 now. So over a period of time, they've collected, and I guess I think about it of like, I have some that are religious, some that are have familial reasons for me, things like that. And, you know, I know that God loves me and I love God, and all of my tattoos are important to me and I'm important to God. So,
Had you ever heard that before? That
oh yeah,
people wondering, or that getting a tattoo is a sin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my dad's side of the family's Catholic, and like I would say that's a very strong held belief from some of my extended family. Like my mom she got a tattoo when she turned 50, actually for her parents, my grandparents, and it's kind of become a matching tattoo between her and her two siblings. Mm-hmm. And some of my extended family are like, oh my goodness, how you, like, you elderly woman, how could you do this? And I think before, like, it's one of those things, like, before you get it, it's hard to kind of explain, like, wait a minute, something that's so important to you, you decided to add to your body forever? Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's kind of like, if you don't have one, you can't really, you don't get the, like, significance, or, like, even if it's something where you decided, like, hey, this is a really cool piece of art, this is something that I really like, things like that, that you just want to get added to you. Yeah. It's something that's important to you, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Anything you want to add?
I think it's also just a thing of, like, well, I also have, how many? Five or six? I don't know, I'd have to count. But it's like, for me, mine all mean something, and I've, most of them, I've sat on for long enough that I was like, okay, I still want it after this long, like, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
But it's also like, but I have friends that are just like patchwork of like,
that looks cool.
It was cool mm-hmm. at the time, mm-hmm. and that's why I got it. But there's also, then I have another friend who's like, hers actually hides scars. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, you judge them because you're like, you have a tattoo, but like, do you know?
Why?
Like, there's reasons behind a lot of people's mm-hmm. tattoos sure. that you don't. Right. Like, some of them are very obvious of, like, oh, it's a scripture, it's someone's name, it's whatever. But, like, mm-hmm. some of them are, like, meaningful mm-hmm. behind the art. And it's like, do you know what that means? Or are you just judging it because you think you mm-hmm. have a mentality? Like, no, this is very personal for that person. And it's like,
mm-hmm. right?
It's just a, it's not any, I don't know. It's just like, okay, this is very permanent. Like, this is very meaningful to me if I'm willing to, like, endure the pain and then have to right. have it forever. Yeah. Like,
there is a sacrificial element to going through the process of getting a tattoo.
And tattoos have been around for years and have meant, like have, mm-hmm. like, ritual meaning to so many cultures, too, right, of, right. like... Mm-hmm. what they mean. And
so do you think that like, where did this idea that getting a tattoo is a sin comes from, and have you experienced that from anybody?
Like, for the most part of mine, they've always just been the, like, from my experiences, it's always the, like, what's the right word that I'm looking for, like, not vandal, but, like, just, like, misbehaving kids of, like, gangsters and stuff like that. Like,
it's hoodlums.
Yeah. So it's, like, the gangsters, and, like, then you have, like, the Japanese culture of, like, the Yakuza. Like, that's where I think it comes from. Like, most mm-hmm. of my experiences mm-hmm. of, like, people hating on them of, like, oh, it means, you know, that you're not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like...
biker gangs.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Like, it's a derogatory, like, meaning or something.
Yeah, like, oh, what does that mean? Like, what gang symbol mm-hmm. is that you have there? But it's...
Right.
Yeah, it's... Those are most of my experiences of people just being like, why did you do that? It's like, because I wanted to. And I had the money.
It's always hard to, like, when people ask, like, what does that, like, there are some tattoos that are right. easy to explain that, like, why'd you get that? Yeah. What does that mean? But then sometimes it's hard to get into, like,
there's what one they that mean, I have
why
that
you
like,
have it. And you're like, it's hard do you to want talk my life about. Story? It's a long story.
Because I'll tell you the life story of why. But yeah.
I think that's one of the neat things about a tattoo is the meaning behind mm-hmm. it. And it serves as a reminder. But let me share with you where the scripture comes up that leads, like you said, mm-hmm. Amy, when you take things too literally. If you go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28, you know, go to Leviticus. It's always a good place to start.
It's like, of course,
this
it's Leviticus.
Always
of
course, it's Leviticus. Me think of this is just my side note. I'm a huge Parks and Rec fan, and there's this whole episode where Fred Arneson plays a visiting official, and he talks about, like, oh, where I come from, if you do this wrong, right to jail. You overcook fish, right to jail. You undercook fish, right to jail. both left sides, right to jail. And every time I think of Leviticus, that's all I think of in my head is right to jail.
That's what it says, right to jail. Anyway,
do
the verse.
Go, do not collect
$200. A lesson on how to read and interpret the Bible, teacher.
No. I would never do that. Leviticus 19:28.
Sure, like, don't go fishing.
Yeah. 19:28, it says, you shall not make any cuts on your body for the dead or tattoo yourselves. I am the Lord.
Is cuts on your body like that. Blood sacrifice? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does
for
that mean?
For the dead.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to raise the
like
dead.
Like Frankenstein-esque.
So Amy is absolutely right about what this is in Scripture. This is the holiness code. And the holiness code was for the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, when they were established by God as his chosen people in this area. All the laws, the 10 commandments, but you can go to the full law. You end up with numbers like 216 to 612.
Too many.
And in Leviticus especially, the commandments end with a promise over and over again. And the promise is, I am the Lord, or I am the Lord your God. It's the promise at the beginning of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods is commandment one. But the promise is I am the Lord your God, okay? So what this is talking about is idolatry, marking yourself in order to practice worship of spirits or false gods, trying to manipulate and control them, influence them, through magical arts, which all magic is, like people that talk about, you know, voodoo or magic, it's trying to manipulate the universe based on your own willpower and action. You know, I wave my arms around and poof, magic happens, you know, whatever.
And so historically at the time, there was lots of idol worship and worshiping other gods, worshiping all kinds of things. And so at the time, were people tattooing themselves in honor of some of these other gods?
Yeah,
speaking to
the point that Dana made about ritual tattooing is as old as Cain and Abel. It is. But often the ritual tattooing had to do with idolatry more so than personal meaning. It had to do about worshiping or manipulating the spirits or the beings. I'm in your gang, okay? I got the tattoo.
Was it the Norse? Mm-hmm. They have specific runes, like if you got tattooed and invoked whatever.
Yeah,
god.
Thor, yeah. Odin, Loki, yeah. pick your favorite Norse god, pick your favorite day of the week, and you hit a Norse god, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But with this, what this is talking about is God's rules to be set apart, because that's what holy means. Holy does not mean better. Holy means set apart. In fact, unholy means common. It means like everybody else. It doesn't mean evil. That's the mistake that people make. So being set apart means you are my chosen people. I'm setting you apart from the rest of the world, which means you're going to be different. You're going to eat different. You're going to dress different. You're going to act different. You're not going to worship things made by human hands. You're not going to try to manipulate the universe by carving into your skin. Because part of the pain that goes with cutting yourself had to do with giving a personal sacrifice to manipulate the god or the being that you wanted to do your will. You following me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so all of the holiness, it has a bunch of stuff. The holiness code speaks about you can't eat shellfish. You can't eat pork. You can't eat certain birds and animals. Other ones you can that you probably wouldn't want to. Like, you can eat locusts, knock yourself out. I don't know if any of us want to.
And eat something made in its mother's milk, hence the whole dairy and meat kept cooked separate.
You can't wear multi-fibrous clothing. So it's cotton or nothing. If you're wearing, like, polyester or what are the ladies like to wear, the yoga pants that are made from?
Spandex.
Spandex, straight from the ninth level of hell.
My entire outfit today is wrong.
All of that falls in the category of making you go from being set apart to common, just like everybody else. And so that's what the holiness code is about. Jesus in the New Testament, I can give you a couple of reasons real quickly. The holiness code had an expiration date. It was 587 BC. It was with the end of the old covenant according to the prophet Jeremiah. when he promises that a new covenant will come. And the end of the old covenant was the destruction of the temple and the Holy of Holies being lost to history. The Ark of the Covenant ending up, grabbed by the Nazis and Indiana Jones in the 30s and 40s. And then placed in a warehouse somewhere in the United States. Or so they say. We actually don't know what happened to it. But
but it was destroyed.
It was destroyed.
The temple was destroyed. We don't know.
Do we? Bottom line is that
I bet it's in the book of what's the book? No, never mind.
The
keep going.
Book of Do Not Do a Kiss or something like that. straight to jail.
Right to jail.
So 587 BC is really the historic date of the end of the old covenant. And so all the holiness code is undone. And what begins is the promise of the new covenant. And Jesus in the new covenant speaks about when he makes unclean things clean. And we see this played out into Acts where Peter is given this vision to, your Jewishness does not make you holy. Faith in Jesus makes you holy. Therefore, do not call unclean or common what I have called holy, which is all the Gentiles who now believe in me, who are tattooed and, scarred and cut up and just a complete mess.
And weren't follow, you know, we're mm-hmm. not the chosen ones.
Yeah, it's like, do you remember mm-hmm. Dr. Seuss with like the what are they? The snitches with stars and the snitches without or whatever.
Yep. Yes.
The snitches. That's
snitches on the beaches.
That's kind of a story of the New Testament. It's like, just because you didn't or you did, that's not the defining characteristic because the holiness code has shown that no one is holy by what they do. No one is set apart. Jesus is the only one who is holy. And so these outward markings or whatever they may be is not what makes you clean or unclean. It's what comes out of your heart, okay? Because your motivations, your intentions, your reasoning behind what you do comes out of your heart, and that's what makes something clean or unclean. So I'll just give you an example, and you tell me what you think. Tattoos in and of themselves are not sinful. What you do with a tattoo, just like what you do with anything else, can be sinful or faithful.
Yes.
There are some bad tattoos out there.
So the example that this person gave me is, he's like, I was talking to this guy, and he said, and I'm just curious, are tattoos, because I have some tattoos, but are tattoos sinful? And he said, the guy that I was talking to had a tattoo of Leviticus 19:28 on his arm. The verse that says, you shall not tattoo.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
And, his thing was, he goes, I'm a Christian now, so if I get more tattoos, am I breaking the law now that I know better? And I explained it to him and stuff. But I'm like, I wonder if it would be sinful to get a tattoo of Leviticus 19:28 on your arm. Because aren't you kind of like thumbing your nose at the word of God? So... Honestly, if that's your intention for getting a tattoo, well, then that's a sinful action because you're basically saying, God, I don't trust you to be God. And that's superstitious. That's treating your tattoo as open rebellion against God.
Right.
A tattoo of an X 316 on it in honor of what God has done in your life and memorializing it as a constant witness of the Holy Spirit. That's about as sinful to me as probably
wearing your bracelet.
As the bracelet that I have that has five symbols on it that are not biblical symbols. There's a down arrow, there's a T, there's what looks kind of like a
two
rainbow.
Sideways C's. Right.
Two sideways C's.
Looks kind of like macaroni.
And a down arrow. This is a witness bracelet that it's in symbols, the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Jesus came, he died, he rose, he ascended, he'll come again. I've seen people with this tattooed on their body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay for me to wear it on a bracelet? Is it another thing to permanently mark it on my skin? What are you worshiping with that question? Am I trusting God or am I trusting my choices to justify myself?
Right.
So... Anyway,
we again in our human brokenness, trying to figure out how we can make a rule to follow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can't grasp God's unending favor for us.
Yep.
It is beyond anything we can comprehend. And I'm not just saying that. Like, we do not get it, how much he loves us and forgives us. We also cannot get how sinful we are in
right.
everything that we do, everything that we covet, right. everything that we, yep. yeah, everything we do, including, you know, if the tattoos are wrong or not. I don't believe they are, but like Dana said, add it to my list. We cannot grasp how much we probably make him weep.
Yeah.
But yet, how much he loves us and forgives us. And because we have said, I love you, we have been baptized, we are his. Nothing can break that. Right. And so, again, here we are. We bicker over the silliest little things.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how much better is somebody for judging someone?
Well, and I think it's funny
right.
of, like,
isn't that
Amy,
interesting?
What you say is, right, like, God loves us so much that, like, we probably keep a tab personally of, like, okay, here's probably what I've done wrong today.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us so much that he, like, he's not keeping that list. He just loves you despite of everything and no matter what. He's not keeping a list of, like, okay, well, Dana, we're up to $5,000 on your tab now. He's like, it's on me. I gotcha.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, and here's where I think it's important to see the distinction. Mm-hmm. If I'm justifying myself by a tattoo, then I'm a sinner. And I've made an idol out of my tattoo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm justifying myself by it, just put it on the tab. I am now making an idol of my tab.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you, Dana. But if we put anything in place of Jesus as my Lord and Savior and my justification, right. I'm making an idol of it.
Right.
If Jesus is my center, everything else just kind of falls into the proper place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff becomes what it is. It's not all important. It's
right.
not what makes me clean or unclean. It's what
right.
comes out of my heart that makes me clean right. or unclean. My actions will reflect what's happening in my heart. My behavior will reflect what's happening in my heart. Does that mean that the law has been overturned? By no means. The law stands, but the law is put in its proper place. This is the word of God. It is the word of right. God, but it's not the word of God for you in the 21st century, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, claimed by Jesus Christ. It was the word for a people at a specific time and place. Now, there are other things in the Old Testament that are still God's intentions for life today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the nation of Israel that this was speaking to was for a specific time and purpose that foreshadows the holiness that comes in Jesus Christ and not according to the people of God based on ethnicity. The people of God are established through faith in Jesus Christ, regardless of if they are Jew or Gentile or anything in between, tattooed or not tattooed. As Paul would say, slave or free, male or female, circumcised or uncircumcised, all are forgiven and claimed through the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for you.
Amen.
Good
mm-hmm.
enough?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right.
We can talk about the whole. I think, you know, we alluded to that earlier, a lesson about how to read and interpret the Bible. I think, you know, this is alluding to something, another episode. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And why it's important to read it in context and mm-hmm. and that the Bible is a whole book.
Yeah.
And it is all inspired and from God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand the whole.
Because I always think of that scene from The West Wing. Is that what it's from?
I've never seen West Wing.
Someone's like quotes.
Oh, yes.
So then he starts pulling quotes back to like counter her
yeah.
and being like, see, you can't just pull random scripture because there's
yes.
another one over here
right.
that counters that. But in context, they are in two very different places.
If everyone would just be like Martin Luther and practice scriptura
can't
sacra,
go without
sui ipsius
he usually does
interpris.
Pretty good.
We made it three whole episodes.
Usually by the third one we get a little bit.
We
in
need
there.
One of those workplace signs. Like it has been so many episodes since DJ has mentioned
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
We're erasing it. We're back at zero.
For those of you playing the home game, Scriptura sacra sui ipsius interpretus is Latin for Scripture interprets itself and it interprets us. And we will have another episode in the future where we will talk about this again.
Yes. And we pick on poor DJ, but it's good. We love him. And
I have my role. I know what my role is.
All right. Awesome, guys.
Cool. Good enough.
Got a couple prayers to
I'm hoping
edit off the end?
Yeah. Amy, would you pray us out?
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Thank you. Yeah. Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we give you thanks. Thanks for this time together to share your word, to dig deeper into some of these hard questions together. For nothing is too hard to bring to you. There is nothing you don't know. There's nothing we are hiding from you. There is nothing that is too shameful that you cannot forgive when we come to you. So, Lord, we give you thanks that we are your children, that you chose us, and you chose all if they simply come to you. So, Lord, help us point others to you in all the work that we do through this podcast. Lord, I pray for everyone listening to us, for my friends around the table, for Ryan who couldn't join us today. May you bless and keep them until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you everybody for joining us tonight. Thank you, Amy, for being on the podcast, and Sarah and Dana. Gosh, I don't remember how Ryan closes this.
What's your special word?
I have the word. I just can't remember what to do with the
rest
of it.
Where can people find, like, if they want to find, like, worship services, if this is our first time hearing us, if they want to listen to us more?
Yes, you can see and listen and experience Atonement Church at atonement.live. You can listen to this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. Just do a search for that podcast at Atonement, and we should come up pretty quick. You'll see a picture of us. Well, you're listening to us now, but we have a picture of headphones around the at symbol, which I believe, Sarah, you created. You're the originator of that it's icon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Did I do that?
It's classic. Oh. It's a classic one. So
vintage.
On behalf of Amy, Dana, and Sarah, I am DJ, and thank you for joining us for a splendiferous episode of that podcast.